joined here by the Gwydor captain fantastic Niall Friel. Congratulations.
Oh, thanks very much, Tom. I'm a bit lost for words. I suppose we've always heard about the stories of 02 and 06, and just as a new group of players, you know, there's only five or six left, and just to create our own bit of history, it's just it's lost for words, Tom.
Come in here today as the big favourites, you know, and handle that and handle it well.
Well, everyone's calling us favourites, but we knew Glenty's going to throw it at us, and they just didn't die, Tom. They got a goal there at the end, and I suppose thoughts of last year kind of crept in, but I think we learned from last year, and thankfully we got a hand on our ball and we kicked over another score, and that was the game over then.
Obviously you won the game, but obviously the one big question everybody had, agreed you were favourites, but one big question you ever had was big day nerves, county final nerves. We didn't see any of it.
Massive. I think the nerves came from outside the camp. You know, us lads growing up, we kind of played in county finals every day, but I suppose the lads in senior finals different. But I suppose when you're young, you just take it in your stride, and I think that showed out there today. And I think that's the way we do it. We just didn't play with any nerves, Tom, and we just threw off the shackles, because last year we kind of thought that we left it behind us, so this year we just would have no regrets, and that's it now.
6-6 at halftime, or 8-6 at halftime, what was the mode in the dressing room?
We'll just continue to do what we're doing, because last year we threw away a 6-point lead, and we just learned from last year, and just we kind of knew the bit of breeze there, Tom, and we just frankly kicked on.
So obviously going to celebrate now. You're a lucky captain, man of winning this Ulster Championship last year at under 21, county title at under 21. Looking forward to Ulster.
Oh, massively, but we'll enjoy the few days ahead of us now, Tom. We'll focus on that.
Orra McNeilis, congratulations, man of the match, county champion. Hardly better evenings than that.
Nah, you don't get any better than that, Tom, to be honest. You know, I've been saying it for the last 2 weeks, you dream of it as a young lad to win a county championship, and you know, I'm speechless, to be honest. I'm just so proud of this group of lads. I can't put it any other way. I'm just so proud of them.
10 years, you know, it didn't happen overnight for you.
Nah, it's been a long time coming, I suppose. 12 years since we won the last one, and you know, we've been around the block a long time now without winning anything. And you know, we won a league title there this season, and that probably gave us a good stepping stone to going into the championship. And you know, we always had belief that we could do it, and you know, we're just absolutely over the moon to
yeah, really
to get over
clicked
there.
This year, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. You know, that young team there, they're playing together. Like, you have a group crop of maybe 11, 12 boys there that are playing together their whole lives since they're under 10s, and you know, they've won everything as well. And they're great players, but they have them boys' dedication to this team, and it's just unbelievable.
And tell me, for you personally, for your family, what does it mean winning this today?
That means the world, Tom. It means the world. It's just, I can't put it into words how much this means to me. This is what I've been after since I started kicking ball as a young fella outside my house. This is what you're dreaming of when you're kicking that ball, and you know, it's just unbelievable to do it today. We're just over the moon.
County titles aren't an easy one.
Nah, definitely not. You know, we've seen that since day one. You know, they're so hard to win. You only get one shot after the group stages. You get one shot. You have three games, and you have to perform on every day you go out. And then, you know, we done that, and thankfully we done it today again.
And captain with a man of match performance as well. 8 points, or was it nine? I'm not sure. I think it might be.
I don't know. Nah, that means nothing at the end of the day. As long as we're lifting that Dr. McGuire, that's all that matters.
Well, Kieran Gillespie, first of all, congratulations. Donegal Senior Championship medal. How does that feel?
Oh, lost for words. It's unbelievable. It's a big credit here watching us. It's all for them. It's an unbelievable feeling to win it. After 12 years, it's too long.
Tell me about the game. Started well, tentative enough, you know, kind of set your stall out very early.
We started well, but you can't take the handbrake off. You can't leave the handbrake on, because Glenty are a quality side, and as you've seen there, they capitalised on that and got a late goal, and could have went either way, like, if they kept going, but thankfully we were set up and we done well.
8-6 up at half time, what was the feeling having played against the breeze?
Well, we can't be too complacent, being 2 points up. We were 6 points up last year and we threw it away against them, so we just had to stick to the tactics and play our game plan.
Yeah. A bit nervy in the second half, took you a while to get going too, didn't it?
It took us a while to get going, but once we get going, it's hard to stop, so.
It's about no goals today.
That was our aim, keep the goals out, but.
Yeah, but you didn't give an either.
We're not too fussed now about it.
Tell me, it's been a great season, and a great season for you particularly, because, as we all know, you went through a horrific season last year, missed out on only back in this year.
It's been good this year, but Ulster, Donegal, and County Championship now, so it's been a tough year injuries wise, but it's good to get back flying fit now.
And now end up county champions, and looking forward to Ulster.
Good shot now for Ulster.
few of the big teams are out now, so we're going to put our heads down now later on this week and focus on that.
Eamon McGee joins me. Eamon, I know you want to get down to the celebrations, but we'll not want to keep you too long. You've waited 12 years, so you have. How's it feel now in the minutes after being crowned county champion again?
It's a brilliant feeling, as I said to the lads there. You know, this is a moment that'll stay with you. It's a cliche, you enjoy winning with your club because you can't choose your club, and if you're fortunate enough to win with your club, then you know, you're blessed. And that moment I had with the lads, and I just can't wait to get back to the dressing room where it's just us again, because all this formality, I hate the nonsense.
Yeah. Well, listen, you've had to put in a controlled performance today, so you did. And I suppose you were two up at half time, but really those frees that Oran knocked over early in the second half put a real, real footing towards the victory, so it did.
Yeah, you know, Oran is Oran. Yeah. If Oran turns up on the day, then there's nobody in the county or the country to touch him. And, you know, he's one of the best strikers of the ball about, that left foot. And we knew that if we could create them chances, go at Lenties, they're probably going to foul us, something we identified. And, you know, it worked out. It's just nice that when things work out like that in the day.
Yeah, it was a tight affair right there. That was the sort of game you were expecting.
Yeah, it was definitely the sort of game we're expecting. You know, Glenties are a real championship team. They brought an edge to it, and it's just something we had to be wary of, and we just had to play smart there today. Probably a lot of over and back and just trying to find the pockets, but, you know, that's what it's about. They set up one way, we set up the other way. And, you know, in fairness, there was times there where we could open up and possibly, you know, increase that gap, but just that decision making let us down is just something we've been working on since last year, and still a wee bit to go.
Yeah. Listen, you've won All Ireland's with Donegal, so you have. How does this rate now with you?
You know, I'll let it sink in, but, you know, them moments, as I say, them moments you have on the field with your family, your friends, the people you've grown up with is special. But at the same time, I loved winning with the county, and it's just different types. This is club's your family, and it's just great to win something there.
Thank you, Kevin. First of all, congratulations. What's it feel like?
It's amazing. You know, it's just a lot of hard work. It's 2 years of hard work and effort to get here, to get to this stage. A lot of commitment, a lot of dark nights, a lot of dark thoughts. A lot of heavy training sessions, but, you know, today when you stand up here and you see the green and white, it's all worth it.
Yeah. And you nearly missed it all because you'd given up, hadn't you?
I had, Tom, yeah. Two years ago against Glenties, where they hammered us out the gate up there, and I just thought to myself that time, maybe it was time for me to go, because I've been around a long time and you don't want to stick around. Maybe when you like to take new boys through. Mervyn, the brother-in-law, he took the job 2 years ago that nobody wanted. We couldn't get a manager in Gidor. Nobody would touch us. He came in, he took the job, and like he said to me the first day I met him, he said, "You don't retire, football retires you." So, listen, I came back and I said I would try and help the lads in any way I could, and, you know, it's all about getting these lads the first one. I think they go now in the first one, the world's their oyster after this, Tom.
Because really they have stormed through this championship, really. You know, the only tight game you had was the very first one against St Junans.
Yeah, definitely. And even then, we didn't feel as if we opened up against Junans or Glenties, you know, so it's just it's nice to see them open up and express themselves, and they did it today. They did this quarterfinal, semi-final, and you know, that's what it's all about, giving them young lads a chance to go on and greater things.
Yeah, and Ulster now is to look forward to.
Yeah, without a doubt, Tom. We haven't spoken about it collectively, but I've thought about it. I know Eamon and Neil have thought about it. We're in a great position. We've 2 weeks' time. We'll enjoy it a couple of days, but we'll be ready for the Antrim Champions, no doubt.